2. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night and joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What were some of the highlights of the meeting?
Okay, well, we started with a municipal improvement for a lease agreement with the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich to use the so-called temporary fire station that's in the Horseneck parking lot. I say it like that because this building has been there for well over 10 years now. And the original deal was that we would have this temporary fire station while we worked on the Byron Fire Station. And anyway, now it's been several leases with nonprofits, and the commission is sensitive to that, but is also concerned about the use of this building going on. So what they did was they left the lease open, and we did get a chance to speak, obviously, with the director of the Boys and Girls Club, and they have a plan pending to do an addition and alterations, which we heard that also as a pre-application last night. Since they're just starting that process, they won't really be well on their way with needing to move the facility and the operations for some time, so it was agreed that we would change the lease start date so that they could go to the September RTM meeting for the lease as opposed to the June meeting. The benefit of that is that the commission, as I said, was concerned about this continued use of the building, and since it has been able to continue for so long, that implies, of course, that the parking in that Horseneck parking lot isn't as needed, perhaps, and so the commission wants to be able to condition the site plan that asks the first selectman's office to do an evaluation and take a look at what might be able to be used in that place instead. For example, the ice rink, I think, has expressed some interest, just to throw that out there. Not saying that's what it would be, but there could be other uses for that area. So the commission wants to get a commitment from the town that this is the last time this building will be used as an option for this type of swing space, if you will, even though it has been so valuable for the nonprofits in town, which the commission did recognize. So anyway, we left it open, and we'll hear a site plan about this in the near future. Right. And as I said, we did hear the pre-application for the Boys and Girls Club, which was well received, and we will look forward to seeing an application before us shortly.
No, I was going to say, and the neighbor to neighbor's there now, right?
Correct. Neighbor to Neighbor is there now. The film festival was there before. Neighbor to Neighbor is their lease is coming to an end, and their new facility is up and running. So that it all worked out quite well timing wise.
Okay.
Then we did not hear 18 Armstrong Lane. That was postponed. So then that brought us to 207 Byram Shore Road. This is the second time we'd heard this. That was approved last night. That was for some basically major construction involving a swimming pool and pavilion. Then we went to 26 Homestead Lane. This is for a two-unit residential building. This got a little complicated because the rules read that a den or similar room counts towards parking, and unfortunately, with that room in play, they don't meet the parking requirements. The applicant tried to argue unsuccessfully in the end that this room was similar to any other room, like a living room, and really shouldn't be counted towards a bedroom, despite the fact that that's the way the regulation reads. We talked a lot about no bathroom up there, no closet space, or things that would kind of remove it from being a bedroom, but that was unsatisfactory to two of the members of the commission, although three did vote in favor. So that was a split decision. So then they made a second motion to deny the application without prejudice. And it was a 4-1 vote in favor of that. And that's a good thing from a procedural standpoint, because you don't want to have a split decision on a vote. So in the end, it was denied through a vote. Then we moved to the Arnold Bakery. This is at 10 Hamilton Avenue. They would like to put a diesel generator in that facility. We learned all about bread making and how 10 seconds of downtime, so to speak, from a power outage will ruin all of the bread. So they talked about why they can't use other types of fuel sources for this generator, but there was a lot of concern about the use of diesel. So in the end, this was left open so that we can try to kind of work through that a little bit more, just from an energy efficiency standpoint and the health of the neighborhood. Then we did not hear 65 Upper Cross Road that was postponed. So that led us into some zoning text amendments. The commission approved a new text amendment to deal with energy efficiency. There's a Public Act 2129 that was recently approved at the state level that allows each municipality to now review and support goals of sustainability and energy efficiency and the use of renewable energy to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases. And this proposal basically asks that an applicant just submit a narrative. That's it. There's no standards that need to be met at this stage. Reason being is this is so new that the relationship between the building code and zoning regulations haven't caught up yet, and we can't exceed what the building code already requires. So there's really not much we can do in terms of standards at this stage. So really what this regulation does for the town is it gives us a mechanism to start learning more about how people view energy and what they're doing in their plans and what we might be able to do in the future when these things catch up. So that was approved. Then, very excitingly, we approved the affordable housing plan, the draft affordable housing plan. I say it that way because we've been talking about affordable housing options and solutions for many, many, many years. And the state does require that we have an affordable housing plan, and we've had a couple of years of intense conversation and thought post the plan of conservation and development that asked the community to look at this issue. So the plan is very well thought out, I think. We haven't received any real substantive comments on it, I imagine, because the RTM has been so busy with the budget. But we will be submitting the plan to be heard by the RTM on the June 13th RTM meeting. For those of you who are interested, I do suggest you take a look at it. It's on the town website. It will also be before the Board of Selectmen this Thursday morning at 10 a.m. if anyone wants to hear the discussion on that. But that was approved and moved forward. It was found to be consistent with both the town POCD and the Regional Plan of Conservation and Development. So that moved forward. And then that led us to our a big pre-application of the evening, which was the Greenwich Hospital. If you recall, last August, they came in for the Smilo Cancer Center, which was denied based on a split vote on the rezoning. And what they've done in this instance is they have basically moved all of the parking underground and reduced the bulk of the building such that it is now, in their minds, more in keeping with the residential neighborhood, which was the objection the last time around. There is still that same objection from the neighbors. So the hospital has their work cut out for them. If you go to the planning and zoning website and you look at pending applications under the hospital, you'll see a link that is for the hospital. It will show you all the meetings that they are having with the neighborhood. This is outside of the planning and zoning process, but we're putting it on the website because we really want to encourage people to get engaged with the hospital before they come back in, and of course when they do come back in too. But the commission thanks the hospital for making such significant changes, and whether or not it will move forward remains to be seen. But at least, you know, everyone's working in the right direction at this stage. So hopefully there'll be a successful plan in the future. I think the main objection is not to the cancer center itself, but the location of it in this neighborhood and the concern about the negative impacts of having something like that in the neighborhood. So we'll see how that goes moving forward. And then we had a discussion about an affordable housing project that was approved and under construction at Fort Orchard. They would like to revise their plan such that they add an additional affordable housing unit. That sounds great in concept. The concern is that it would no longer be considered a development, which means we don't get to count it in the ways that we would like towards the state requirements, which is a big deal in the affordable housing world. So we need to get some stronger legal opinions on how this would proceed. It's rather technical and complex. I won't get into it now, but it's an ongoing issue. And then lastly, the commission voted on whether or not we want to be a participant in the riparian corridor zoning protection project that is being run by our regional council of governments. We've been chosen as a pilot town, which is very exciting, and the commission felt that this was a great thing to be involved in, would be kind of cutting edge, so to speak. So that was a quick and easy vote. And we've now sent our letter to the state letting them know that we do want to be a participant, and they will now submit that for grant approvals with our letter. And hopefully they will be awarded that grant, and we'll be on our way with that too. So it was a successful meeting.
What's a riparian corridor? What is that?
it's effectively about ensuring that we have our waterways and the buffers around the waterways protected so that we have better water quality, particularly as it relates to going into the Sound, which when you have things like fertilizers and that kind of stuff running off of big areas of grass going into our streams, that then affects the shellfish that are in the Sound and, you know, all of the ecosystem connections there. So it starts upland, so to speak. So the health of the Sound really depends on what we do in the upper areas of a watershed. And so it's important that we protect those and get regulations in place that protect have buffers around those streams and other things like that to make sure that they that the pollutants and whatnot don't get into the stream in the first place.
All right, good. When's the next meeting?
The next meeting is May 24th, and on that meeting we will be hearing the Church Street Affordable Housing Project. We've heard it last time when we discussed the issues with the historic structures. This time we'll be focusing more on the traffic and parking and fire issues, sewer issues, more on that end. And then on the June 21st meeting, we'll have them back again to continue on with this business of the destruction of the 7 historic homes that would be needed to happen in order for them to do the project as proposed. And then on the June 7th meeting, we will hear the Brook Ridge Affordable Housing Project. I know those are of a lot of concern to the neighborhood at large. So
all right,
we will see how those go.
Fantastic. Katie, great stuff. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, as the PM.